This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
We usually hear a noisy outcry on the left at any suggestion of requiring a photo ID for voting. But you may be surprised to learn that some other democracies regard them as a necessity. Just look at Mexico, where the Federal Electoral Institute issues citizens a free photo ID known as a voter credential. The system was put in place 20 years ago as a response to widespread voter fraud in Mexican elections. Rules are very strict, and no exceptions are made for those who arrive at the polls without their ID. The agency makes no apologies for this. They say the system is necessary to restore confidence in elections after years of corruption. In the United States, you need a photo ID to drive a car, to check into a hotel, or to rent a movie. But we're told we cannot require photo IDs for voting. Liberals claim that photo ID laws would decrease voter turnout and create a burden for the poor. However, neither of these things has happened in Mexico. In fact, the free IDs have been beneficial to the country's poor because they now have identification they need for other situations. That's why former Atlanta mayor and civil rights activist Andrew Young supports voter ID laws in the U.S. so that poor minorities are provided with the ID they need to fully participate in American life. Mexico's laws have also increased confidence in the fairness of elections and thus increased voter turnout. A similar increase in voter turnout happened in Indiana and Georgia when those states implemented photo ID laws. If we don't require a photo ID at our U.S. polls, that doesn't make it any easier for people to vote. It just makes it easier for people to cast a fraudulent vote.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
here, Aiden Abbott Police Military Newsletter, and I want to share something with you here. I have a good buddy at one time, J. Edgar Hoover, director of the FBI. He was not a homosexual like they say. That was a lie that they built up to discredit him. Here's what he said 40 years ago. He said, the individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous that he cannot believe it even exists. And that's the problem we have today. This conspiracy is so monstrous, so demonic, that we tell people about it and they say, you're crazy. This is America. It can't happen here. So J. Edgar Hoover said that it was a conspiracy so monstrous that people don't even believe it exists. And that's the problem we have today, folks, is doing that, convincing people that this conspiracy is real. I want to tell you that there are red and blue lists out there. Have you already heard about the red and blue list, okay? And some people are calling my radio talk show on Genesis Communication Network and on the Great Republic Broadcasting Network. And praise God, we got the owner of Republic Broadcasting Network. I think he's going to speak right after me, John, wonderful, patriotic American. But anyway, I've had people calling me saying they go out to their mailbox and they find a little red dot or a little blue dot on their mailbox, and they wonder what the little red dot and blue dot is. Well, it's marking your mailbox by the government, so when foreign troops come in here on us after martial law, if you have a red dot on your mailbox, they take you out immediately and shoot you right in the head. But if you have a blue dot, they take you to the FEMA camps being built by Halliburton right now to house 50 million Americans. They're building enough concentration camps in America by Halliburton that Cheney's getting rich off of. Vice President Cheney's getting rich off of.
That was the prediction that Jack McLam, Officer Jack McLam, as we knew him best, made in 2008. it's with great sadness that we pay tribute to the legacy of Officer Jack McLam, who, as many of you know by now, passed away. And, well, he was one of the first people that I listened to. It gave me a different perspective on police. Now, he didn't speak for the vast majority of police officers or peace officers. And by all means, we've covered all the various doings and abuses of power that the police have been involved with. But he really did shed light on the power of a constitutional, law-abiding, peace-loving officer that was a great asset to our communities at one time. Or maybe it wasn't, but that's neither here nor there. Officer Jack McLam did his due diligence in exposing the powers that shouldn't be. And for that, I want to thank him. And I'm sure that people will not forget what he did. Coming from a great background of trouble, being nearly killed by assassination attempts from the LAPD, and so many other tales that he has in his life that, well, were a great asset to understanding the way our system is used to manipulate good people and people who are otherwise meaning well, are taken, broken down, and manipulated to be against the general public and to consider themselves to be better than the general public. And, well, I could say a lot more. I tried to find before our show today the interview that I did with him going back now. I haven't had him on in a while. But about 2 years ago or so, Steve, you remember we had him on?
Yeah, we did. It's been a while. And he did a very great program with us, of course, and we really appreciated his whole perspective, how he had been in law enforcement, highly decorated. I think he was recognized as Officer of the Year in Arizona.
He wasn't was.
Before all of this began to happen. And, of course, you know, he had some very grave concerns about where law enforcement is going. And we've talked about this before. We've said, law enforcement in this country is in a state of crisis, friends, because, you know, it's very difficult for people to risk their lives and try and represent law and order in a chaotic system that does not respect either, from the top all the way down. And people like Officer Jack McLam stood their ground, and he had his show on RBN for quite some time, as our producer was telling me. And, you know, people call up all the time on our show, Bob, while we're talking about cops and things like that. And they said, have you ever heard of Officer Jack McLam? I said, yeah, we have. We've had him on several times on our shows, and he had a show here on RBN. I hope that some of those archives will go up and be out there so people can continue to hear his words, and his great legacy will continue to resound among people who have been in law enforcement and who stood against the tide of corruption and been willing to, you know, step forward. And he was certainly one of them. So we will miss him today. He passed away today, friends. And so,
absolutely. 800-313-9443 if you would like to call up and publicly say your goodbyes to a real patriot, Dr. Jack McLam. I called him a doctor just now, but he was a doctor of sorts. And, yeah, 800-313, excuse me, got a frog in my throat here, Steve.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's been going around all over the place. I've had trouble with it, too, and you're down in Florida, I'm up here in Colorado. It must be the chemtrail residue.
Must be. Yeah. 800-313-9443. All right, we got that out. There's a lot to get to tonight, and again, I do want to take calls, though, on Jack McLam. If you have a story you'd like to share with us about him or anything on your mind, I do want to take your calls on that. So if we move on here, don't worry. We'd go back to that topic if you so choose to call up with your Officer Jack McLam stories, and we'll get to that. But Steve, you know, there's a lot to get to today. I wrote a great article up on the site, if I do say so myself, bobtuscan.com, beers for bitcoins, or no, other way around, Bitcoin for beer.
Either way, yeah. If you have the beers, we'll take the bitcoins, or, you know, they will, and if they have, if you have the bitcoins, they will give you the beers. Yeah.
That's right.
Just another trading unit, trading for beers. Can it be done? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll talk about that a bit. Oh, I found my Officer Jack McLam interview, I think, here.
Ah, good. That'd be great to maybe get some clips up there.
I do want to play some clips from that. Let's see if I can find the audio.
Okay, good. Well, you know, I'll just kind of fill in. Yes, Bob's story that ran from BobTuscan.com has gotten quite a bit of ink, as they say, or digital ink, if you like, on various other postings and other websites. Of course, he also quoted from Rex Brocky, who's been on our show several times, of course, and we've talked to him about Bitcoin. And Rex is also, actually, by the way, another former police officer from L.A., Los Angeles, who can tell you a little bit about what's gone wrong with law enforcement over the years. And he left law enforcement working for the LAPD a long time ago and then went to work in the real estate market and then ran for Congress up in, I believe it was Oregon, and was darn near elected, running on a libertarian, rather kind of a libertarian ticket as a Ron Paul type Republican. But the election was stolen from him. But he's been on our show a couple times talking about Bitcoin. So we'll get back to that story about Bitcoin and Officer Jack McLam after these messages here on RBN.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We'll be right back.
It's the Bob Tuscan Show, 800-313-9443. We're taking your calls on Jack McLam. You know, there was some controversy around Jack, Steve. I don't know if you've heard, but he admitted at times to being a CNP member, Council for National Policy, which some touted as evidence that he had some sort of different agenda. And I don't think it's time to talk about that, because even if he was, I think there's a lot of good in what he has to say. And I tried extremely hard to find that clip, Steve. It was from 2010, August 15th. I see the description of the show online, and it's posted, but I can't find the audio.
Well, there's a lot of YouTube clips of him. Just Google YouTube Jack McLam, McLamb, and you can find a lot of his statements, comments, speeches, gatherings.
I know, but I wanted to play our show with him.
Right, because we did the best, of course, yes. And, you know. But no, if he was a member of the CNP, and if those of you who don't know who the CNP was, let me explain very briefly. There was an organization of people led a lot by Pat Robertson and some others who wanted to develop a Christian alternative or a counterpart to the Council on Foreign Relations. And so they created this organization called the Council on National Policy. Unfortunately, it was subverted. There were other people who belonged to it as well, like Dr. Stan Monteith and a few others, of course. And it became apparent to a lot of the people who were for real after a while that the CNP had been diverted and misled, and there were members of various other occult organizations that had kind of infiltrated it. I think the Knights of Malta and people like that had got involved as well. And, you know, a lot of bad folks, actually. So it was like the Tea Party. It went astray. So, you know, I'm not sure how his position was on the CNP, but a lot of those people who got involved at Council for National Policy, which was intended to kind of counter the Council on Foreign Relations. I don't know how it all turned out, but as it went wrong, a lot of those people, the good people, left it and actually, you know, openly discussed the problems of what took place there. So, you know, that's not necessarily a detriment to him. It might be actually, you know, a badge of honor, if you like, that he was sure willing to recognize what went wrong with an organization that they were trying to set up that would counter a lot of these offensive elitist agendas that are being perpetrated by the Bilderberg Council on Foreign Relations, trilateralists, those groups. So,
well, you know who was happy about his death today, and this is just disgusting. The Southern Poverty Law Center wrote a hit piece on him.
Really?
They've been on top of this. Patriot conspiracy theorist Jack McLam dies is the title of their article from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Ugh. Well, at least you know he was doing something right if they're going to attack him the day he dies. I mean, this is just disgusting. Gerald Jack McLam, 69, the anti-government patriot world has lost one of its most ardent conspiracy theorists, they say. A military veteran, retired Phoenix police officer, and longtime promulgator of patriot conspiracy theories died on Saturday, according to a post at Republic Broadcasting. I'm glad they mentioned us, where, of course, he hosted a radio show. An earlier post noted that Jack McLam collapsed on January 9th at his home in Indiana and was placed on life support. He had numerous physical disabilities, noted one of the announcements, though that though what those were on or whether they contributed to his death is unknown. Following his retirement from the Phoenix Police Department in 1986, McLam became active on the Patriot circuit, speaking at various events, often wearing his police uniform, and running a shortwave radio show where he often railed against the New World Order, a feared totalitarian one-world government. He produced a periodical called Aid and Abet Police Newsletter, and most famously, a 75-page document titled Operation Vampire Killer in 2000, American Police Action for Stopping World Government Rule, written in 1992. Conspiracy monger Alex Jones is selling the updated version in his InfoWars store, they say in this article, by the Southern Poverty Law Center. McLam also ran a group called Police Against the New World Order and made the unlikely claim that he had 6,300 members. I don't know why that's so unlikely. But of course they have to poo-poo it because of its success. McLam was perhaps best known for his claim that the government placed unobtrusive colored dots on people's mailboxes so the troops serving the New World Order after martial laws declare would know what to do with the people living at each address. A blue dot meant that you were destined for a FEMA-operated concentration camp. Pink indicated you were to be used for slave labor, and red meant you were to be shot in the head immediately. McLam also was involved in the development of a right-wing housing community called Almost Haven, located near Kamia, Idaho in 1994. The community was supposed to make a stand against the New World Order. McLam's partner in that failed venture included Bo Gritz, a decorated Vietnam veteran and follower of the racist and anti-Semitic Christian identity religion, and Jerry Gillespie, a former Arizona state senator who opposed the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday and who coordinated the Arizona campaign for Gritz's failed 1992 presidential bid. In 1996, McLam addresses a rally saying that the government officials were smuggling drugs into the United States in order to incite racial hatred. In 1999, he claimed that Vice President Al Gore was planning to reduce world population by 90% through some kind of Y2K plot. But then Y2K came and went without much of anything happening beyond the usual New Year's celebration. McLam began to peddle his ideas on the tax protest circuit, though he didn't leave his other ideas behind. In 2008, for example, he spoke at a Ron Paul march on Washington and brought up his mailbox dot theory, claimed that 9/11 was an inside job, good for him, and exhorted the crowd to go out and buy guns and ammunition. He also maintained a website that provides survivalist tips and still warns about the New World Order. And that's the hit piece that the Southern Poverty Law Center wrote. Some nasty comments. Seriously, anyone who followed his jabber had to be mentally ill. Aaron wrote, good riddance to the fetid rubbish. Phew, not a single dot on my mailbox. Somebody else wrote, I bet he was fun to sit next to at Thanksgiving dinner. Not. Seriously, color dots on the post box indicate post-New World Order status. I bet he was fun to sit next to at
Thanksgiving. Yeah, I think he would be, you know, at least in my house. Jeez. You know, of course, you know, we talk about these kinds of things, but, you know, I like that. It brings up that whole story about your mom again.
Yeah, Thanksgiving dinner. Let's talk to Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry.
How you doing, Bob and Steve?
Hey, Jerry.
My first experience with Jack McLam was I wanted to learn a little bit more about Ruby Ridge, so I kind of had the facts a little bit straight. And, you know, if it wasn't for Jack McLam, I'm guessing the Weaver family would all be deceased right now.
Interesting. Let's talk more about that when we come back. Hold on, Jerry. And we'll take more calls at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
We're taking your calls, remembering. Jack McLamb tonight, and we got a lot more to get to. I want to tell you about the U.S. government deal with the Mexican drug cartel in exchange for info. No surprise there, but it has been confirmed the DEA had made a deal with the Mexican cartel, and I'll tell you about that in a little bit. Bad cops, they're definitely out there, without a doubt. But first, let's go back to our caller who was talking with us about Ruby Ridge and Jack McLamb's role with that. Jerry, remind our listeners how much of a voice Jack McLamb was after the infamous incident at Ruby Ridge.
Well, 500-3. I would say that he was a pretty good voice. I mean, because he walked those people out of there. And, you know, it was a setup. Again, government agencies setting somebody up for the fall. Come on. I mean, it's almost like me going out and doing a job, guaranteeing that it's going to break, so you got to call me back for return work and return. I can come back and make more money off of you. I mean, this the whole thing is a scam from the word go. And I mean, But anyway, when I learned about Jack McLam and handling of that and everything, and then I started paying attention, looking for his name, that's what kind of got me over towards RBN a little bit. A friend of mine told me about it, and he says, hey, you got to listen to this guy once in a while. He's really good. And, you know, he always called all of his callers, he always called them brother, you know, and, I mean, that is, he will be missed. I enjoyed listening to Jack, and I look forward to listening to him. And I know his health issues were going down south the last couple of years of his life. But, well, I'll tell you what, if more people could be like this guy, you know, this would be a much better world.
Yeah.
I agree.
So.
Yeah, he did a lot of great work in his time. I didn't know his connection to Ruby Ridge. What was that? Jerry, tell us a little more.
Well, you know, the ATF parked 500 agents out there, snipers. I mean, a sniper took out his wife with one shot to the face when she opened the door. An unarmed woman holding a baby in her arm. Come on, how brave do you have to be to do that? And from what I understand, the same sniper took out somebody at Waco. And somebody that he took out at Waco happened to be on Clinton's gubernatorial Arkansas Secret Service protection.
State police, yeah. Uh-huh. State patrol.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, weren't there a total of four ex-Arkansas security guards for Clinton that all seemed to lose their life on that day? And there's a video of three of them getting whacked by another ATF agent. I mean, I don't know if anybody's caught that one.
Yeah, that's been a setup. I think I agree that the overtones of Ruby Ridge carried all the way over to Waco, no question about it. And some of the same people, of course, were involved in all of that and have been all along is the problem. And Jack McLam did a great job. A person that I knew in the very first radio job that I worked many years ago, many moons ago, is an attorney now. His name is David Niven, and he represented I'm trying to think of the fellow's name. It was one of Randy Weaver's friends, the guy that was also arrested and charged and got him off. And he's now representing, or has been, I don't know much about the case, but he's representing KSM, Sheikh Khalid Mohammed, down in Gitmo. So we're hoping to get him on at some time in the future, but he would know a lot more about Jack McLam, of course. But that he did get this gentleman off, and I'm trying to remember the guy's name. Maybe somebody else is more adept with Ruby Ridge. But I was trying to – I didn't realize that Jack McLam was there and actually negotiated the release or got the hostages out of there. I didn't know that.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I called Jack's show one time, and I said, hey, Jack, I didn't know, but that was you that helped the Weaver family out at Ruby Ridge. He goes, oh, yeah, you know, that was a long time ago and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, man, you know, because the same guy in the video, the YouTube video with some of the news clips and everything else like that at Ruby Ridge was Jack McLam. And then it even flashed his name underneath there. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And then you're saying that he was an L.A. cop and everything else, and here I never even knew he lived right across the border here in Indiana, because I go to Indiana quite a bit. I got relatives and friends and work out there, so you know, I don't know where that place is in Indiana. I think it's Polleyville or something like that. I'd have to look it up. But geez, you know, if you know one person in Indiana, you know basically all of them. It's such a close knit state. It's unbelievable. That's why I one day want to live there. Anybody there?
Oh, yeah, we're just sometimes we get caught a little off guard. And, absolutely. I agree. You know, I mean, of course, I don't know whether there's any place safe. I think Idaho has really become, as far as I know, there's been a huge amount of attack on the Patriot movement and the freedom lovers out there in the last few years since Ruby Ridge. But, and of course, our friends in Idaho who do listen can call in and tell us about that. They know firsthand. But, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Jack McLam was an amazing fellow, of course. Now, he wasn't perfect. I don't know about the spots on the mailboxes. I mean, it might have been getting ready to happen and never did. You know, of course, that's one of those questions whether, you know, things actually were, you know, so many people predicted that there was going to be a lockdown or things were going to come down very quickly. That might have been in the MIAC workings or whatever you call it, you know, the people who plan these kind of escapades and stuff like that. So I don't take some of this stuff too seriously. I've heard a lot of it, a lot of crazy predictions sometimes. Some of them may be based on things that are already in order, and sometimes they're just bypassed and they go on with other agendas. But, you know, for the most part, I thought all the work that Jack did was just wonderful stuff. And we had him on. Of course, you know, we're looking to see if we can find that interview that Bob and I did with him a little while back. But, yeah, we're going to miss him. But any other thoughts about him, Jerry?
Well, you know, what's funny is I never heard him ever mention until the beginning of your show tonight that about the red and blue dots. But I have read quite a bit about the blue, the red, and the green. And what he had said was correct about the blue and the red, and I never heard that from Jack McLam. I got it from a lot of other sources about these FEMA camps and everything else like that, so that was kind of a shock to hear that, and that he knew about that long ago. So he wasn't a crackpot. I don't care what all of these other, you know, paid shills are putting out there for information, and that is terrible to badmouth a human being, you know, for everything else. Whether you like him or not, he was a great guy. I'm sorry his health deteriorated like that. I feel for his family because, you know, it must have been an inspiration to have somebody like that in your family that you could look up to. I mean, I lost my dad a year and a half ago, and I didn't realize until his funeral all of the things that he had done. I never heard him ever talk about any of these things, and it was a shock.
Yeah. It's can come very fast, you know, but he lived a good life, and that's the best you can say about anybody. So, you know,
that's it. Well, thanks a lot, guys. God bless you all, and God bless the McLam family.
Yeah, you too, Jerry. Thank you, sir, for calling in and expressing your condolences, which is what we're doing here. And we will have more. I'm not sure if we have another one waiting on the line yet, but we will get those lines open for you.
800-313-9443 is how you can join us. 800-313-9443. Let's see here. I don't want to move on, but I kind of do want to move on. So maybe we'll move on, and if people want to call back, we can always revert back to that topic. Sound good, Steve?
Yeah, sounds very good. Let's move on if we need to. And
the DEA negotiated with Mexican drug cartel members. According to a new report, agents of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration and Justice Department officials have been in secret with members of the Mexican drug cartels in exchange for information on rival drug organizations. A new extensive investigative report by Mexican's El Universal newspaper startlingly concludes. According to the U.S. report, agents held more than 50 meetings, secret meetings, with cartel operatives on Mexican territories between 2000 and 2012 without informing Mexican authorities. Without the presence of Mexican authorities, as bilateral agreements stipulate, without informing the Mexican government, the agents of the DEA met with members of the cartel in Mexican territory to obtain information about their rivals and at the same time establish a network of informants of narco traffickers who signed cooperation agreements subject to results so they can obtain further benefits, including charges being dropped in the United States. The article goes on to point out that DEA agent Manuel Castañan said the following about that meeting. On March 17, 2009, I met with approximately 30 minutes in a hotel room in Mexico City with Vicente Niebla and two other individuals, DEA agent David Herod and a cooperation source with whom I have worked with since 2005. I'll tell you more about that and take more calls on the other side.
The Bob Justin Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the castle law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the music, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Yeah. Well, the Bob Tuscan Show continues.
New at 10, a DeKalb County police officer is accused of acting above the law, brandishing a gun, and scaring a local teen. Surveillance video appears to show the officer approaching a teen in a McDonald's drive-thru and pointing the gun into the driver's side window. Joining us live tonight from Forsyth County is Fox 5's Angelique Proctor. Angelique, you had a chance to talk to that teen tonight.
Lisa, that teen's name is Ryan Mash. He tells me he was extremely frightened during this ordeal, says he had never had a gun pulled on him before. But take a look at where it all happened, just right behind me here at a McDonald's drive-thru window.
I'm just like, I don't want to die. I'm sorry, sir.
Lambert High School senior Ryan Mash says he thought his life was over last week when DeKalb Sergeant Scott Biumi allegedly shoved a gun in the teen's face while they both waited in a slow McDonald's drive-thru line. The shocking part, the fast food confrontation was caught on tape.
I'm waiting on my food. That's the only reason we're still here. He's like, whatever, and walked back into his car, and I was like, sorry for the inconvenience, sir. And he got back out and started yelling at me, you don't want to mess with me. And that's when he put his hand on my shoulder and pulled the gun on me and kept on yelling at me.
Two of Mash's friends were in the pickup truck with him and couldn't believe what was happening.
I was terrified. I didn't know what to think. My heart was racing.
When he pulled his gun, his shirt moved up and you could see the badge. That's when I kind of knew.
Drake says he knew he had to get the man's license plate. With that vital information, the sheriff's department went to work. The Forsyth County Sheriff calls this case disturbing.
The public rightfully expects more from the law enforcement officers. And for something as small as your food taking too long to get there for an officer to snap.
We went by Sergeant Biumi's house tonight, but he referred us to his attorney.
Larry DeLand, my attorney.
Oh, can you say anything to us?
Larry DeLand.
Is he around here?
No, he's in Decatur.
If he overreacts about somebody being slow in the drive-thru, then he could overreact at another case.
I think. Good cop, Jack McLam. Bad cop, well, there's far too many of them. And tonight, I hate to even bring up those stories. But, yeah, we're taking your calls, 800-313-9443, about Officer Jack McLam. And, yeah, crazy story there. You should see this video, Steve. This guy just jabs his gun right in this kid's face. And
yeah, it happens.
What are these people thinking?
Well, you know, I mean, it does happen. Cops have natural clock springs, I guess, that get wound too tight sometimes. We don't know the circumstances, but it needs investigation because the point is very simply made. You know, if he doesn't realize that he is supposed to be at this location sitting there waiting for his food, which happens all the time at McDonald's, and a police officer doesn't know how to respond to this and goes crazy, especially when this kid is trying to be nice, he's got a problem, and we've got to find out what it is and see if we can even keep this guy employed, which I don't think we can. Something's wrong.
Guy should be in jail. Jail. Yeah.
Well,
you
it's,
know, that's anybody else who did that would be in jail. So
it is a dangerous intimidation and harassment. That's
sure
for sure.
Is. All right, let's take a call from Marilyn. Hello, Marilyn.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Steve.
How are you tonight?
Were
you able to get a hold of Byron Dale?
No, I tried this evening, and they don't seem to be back. I've left messages, so I'll let you know.
I appreciate your help with that.
Okay. I knew Jack quite well and met him, maybe 25 years ago at a preparedness expo.
Wow, you go way back.
Yeah, I do. And, you know, I always kind of kept in touch. And I want you to remember, he was the officer friendly before I even knew him, in a different life almost. You know, I had kids that had the officer friendly books. That, you know, he was the one that wrote the officer friendly program.
What is that? Part of my naivety here. What is the officer friendly program?
It was a something he wrote up, kind of. I think they had a color book, and they would come to the schools and bring it to kids, and local officers would come to the school and, you know, introduce themselves as officer-friendly, and they'd get the color books and things, and that was one of the things that he did, that he was, you know, he got all these awards as a cop, and he did that for children to introduce them to the friendly cop, you know? I don't think that's the case anymore, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nowadays, their introduction is the DARE programs of the cops that are going after, you know, people for the war on drugs and that kind of thing. And that only perpetuates the notion that cops are not there to be friendly. They're not there to be a part of the general public and the community. They're there to be against the community.
Yes. And watch out or you might get shot.
Yeah. I mean, no joke.
This is part of the training now. It has been very subtle, but very, very indicative of the fact that there's a change in demeanor in the way the posturing of law enforcement has taken over across the country. Militarization, new policies, the war on terror. You know, I mean, everybody at this point has to be on razor edge tension. And cops are looking at potential terrorists everywhere, even though they couldn't find them on 9/11 and can't find them today because obviously the people in law enforcement at the top, including George W. Bush and Cheney and on down, and even Obama covering for all this, what happened on 9/11, that is. I mean, I'm just interjecting this because we're all very bitter and we're all very cynical of law enforcement today. And Jack McLam represented a distinct difference in that in the early days, and he stood up for rights, and that's when he got into trouble, is after being one of the most decorated officers and well known, you know, for his work in police and in law enforcement. You know, look what happened. And so, I mean, tell us a little bit more, though, Marilyn. I mean, you knew him a long time ago, and I'm quite interested in the story.
Well, I did see him at various preparedness expos when they went on until, about 2000, Y2K. They kind of started falling off before Y2K because they, and when the preparedness expos were being run by, Dan Chittick and Glenn, can't remember his last name now. He was a good friend. I haven't talked to him for years, but I've talked to Dan occasionally. And they were very nice and good place to hear speakers like Jack and Bo Greitz and, what's his name? The preacher that always comes on and talks about his elite friends.
Lindsay Williams.
I'd hear people like that. And and so, you know, just he was a friendly guy, a good guy, and I was able to have several meals with them when he was here in Vegas for the first Sheriff Mack get-together.
That was great, yeah.
Yeah, and so I ended up sitting with Jack and Angie most of the time. He was very fortunate to have Angie as a wife. I'm not sure how long they were married, but I tried to keep in touch with Angie, but they did move about 4 months ago from almost heaven in Idaho to Evansville. And I understand that Angie thought it would be best for them both that they could get down where it was easier for them to get to doctors for Jack and all.
Yeah, and closer to family from what I understand as well.
Well, that's where Angie was from, and she wanted him to be able to be closer to care.
Mm-hmm.
And so, she'll miss him, I'm very sure. And Carol, also the lady, he had people that were with him for years and years. Teresa Huff. And she was so faithful, and she would always be at the shows with him, and I think it was Huff. And then Carol in his office that worked in Idaho. I imagine they'll be still busy. I wonder if anybody will carry on his work.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. Marilyn, thanks for calling in with that. Rest in peace, Officer Jack McLam. Hour number two coming up in just seconds.
With financial